or sometimes of any male animal that's used for breeding purposes. You might say it's a word beginning with an ST.
Stallion?
Mm-hmm. Stallion, specifically, yeah. Male horse. Stud is the word I was asking about then. Do you know that word?
No.
Stud?
No.
Okay. Then, if you got up on a horse, you would say, I'm going to...
ride.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday I...
rode.
And I have.
Rid.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell...
off.
Mm-hmm. And if a little child... what does that mean?
I don't think that's the bell.
That's not the bell.
No. I don't know.
It used to mean something like they wanted the janitor or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's they wanted the principal or something.
Yeah, that's right. The number of buzzes means something different. Well, anyway, if a child went to bed and then he woke up the next day and he was on the floor, he would say, gee, I must have...
fallen. Off. Fell. I fell.
Well, it's more the off that I'm interested in. Could you finish the sentence? I must have...
fallen off the bed.
Okay, that's good enough. What are the things that you put on the horse's feet?
Horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. And what's the game that you play with them?
Horseshoes.
And what are the horse's feet called?
I don't know.
He has four. It starts with an H.
Hoofs.
Mm-hmm. One would be one.
Hoof.
Mm-hmm. And male sheep is called a...
I don't know.
How about a female sheep? To get back to the male sheep, it could be a ram or a buck. What would you call it?
Ram.
Okay. And on the female, it's spelled E-W-E. How do you say it?
U.
Okay. And what do they have on their backs?
Wool.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a male hog? How about a female? How about a little one when it's first born?
Piglet.
All right. What, when it's a little older? Or when it's full grown, it's a...
pig.
Okay. Or the first word I said, H-O-G, how do you say that?
Hog.
Okay. What would you say you're going to do to a pig if you didn't want it to grow up to be a hog? I mean, if you didn't want it to be able to breed, you do it to any male animal, to a tomcat. You take him to the vet to have him...
neutered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And what would you call a male hog that had been neutered?
Neuter?
That's a country term. The word, it's barrow, B-A-R-R-O-W, like wheelbarrow, but nobody in the city would ever know that. What do hogs have on their backs? Stiff hairs that stand up? It's the same thing you have in a hairbrush.
Bristles?
Mm-hmm. And then the big teeth that a hog has, or an elephant has, are called?
Tusks.
Mm-hmm. And the other day you said trough for what you put the food in, and if you had several of those, you have several...
troughs.
Okay. What would you call a pig that's grown up wild?
A bull?
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, what would you call? What is the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned, or any time it's calling for its mother? The calf began to.
Cry, wail.
And then, what about a gentle noise made by a cow at feeding time?
Moo.
All right. Anything else? In the Christmas song, Away in a Manger, the second stanza starts out, the cattle are, da-da, the poor baby wakes.
I can't think of
that song. Lowing is the word I was...
What?
Lowing, the cattle are lowing. You don't know that, okay.